Living Music Radio is our show. It's about high vibe music, high vibe talk, interviews with some folks that are really inspiring.
Oh my, we have interviewed Krishna Das, Jonathan Goldman,
Don Campbell,
Karen Drucker,
Carol Haywood Bobrowska,
Nancy Rumpel.
Oh, some great, these people are great.
It goes on and on. And we find out what makes them tick.
Why are they doing what they do?
Yeah.
They're musicians, sound healers. We have visionaries and community leaders on Living Music Radio with Janet and Ariane.
We invite you to join us. It is so much fun. We're having a great time and we're learning a lot. And I'm Janet. This is Narion over here.
This is Narion. And over here is Kat, Dr. Kat.
Dr. Kat, how do you?
Thanks for joining us, Dr. Kat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, we're having a blast.
We are having a blast. And now we have the cutest woman in the world on the phone from Florida.
And talented and creative and extremely giving. And yes, this is her.
Before we bring her on, we have to describe her because there's so much. She writes songs. She sings. She's been on Saturday Night Live. Well, she was a trainer for Grace Jones. And
well, let's get her on the line. Are you there, Elove?
Yes, I am. Greetings.
Thank you for joining us on Living Music Radio.
Likewise, many, many blessings to you both.
Thank you, Dolphin Woman. Now you just got done doing your own radio show, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us what station that is on and how folks can hear it?
It's on WMNF in Tampa, and they can go to WMNF.org, and the show's called Ultrasounds.
Ultrasounds, nice.
And it's on every Thursday night from 9 p.m. till 11 p.m.
Nice. You play a lot of music on your show, right?
It's all music. In fact, I played your music tonight.
All right.
We could feel it.
Let me guess. Astral Fire.
Yes, okay. I played Astral Fire, and the lyrics are just so gorgeous.
Thank you very much
for that.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll send you another one tomorrow.
Well, excellent.
Do you also do interviews on your show?
I do every now and again.
Okay.
It's not a talk show as such.
Right, it's more music, yeah.
It's definitely a music-based show, and people really want their music, and they want their music fix.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And every now and again I'll do interviews to share things with the community like you guys do. Mm-hmm. Same vibe.
What brought you into radio, how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing radio since about 1995.
Wow.
And I studied radio actually in Australia. I was back there on a trip.
Right.
And decided to just navigate my way through radio. I was always very curious about radio as a medium for reaching many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole different medium than television where you're behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just absolutely loved it, and I started to get into voiceovers, and then when I came back to Florida, there was a friend of mine who was opening a radio station, and it was one of the first internet radio stations in the world.
Ooh.
Called The Womb.
The Womb, W-O-M-B, folks.
Yes.
The Womb with a View. Okay. Sorry, I had to go there.
And I got so excited.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're also going to be DJing, like spinning records.
Records?
And I was intrigued about that whole element because that's a whole nother skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is, yeah.
And my partner, Anthony, said, yeah, why not? Let's both, you know, get onto the records and learn how to DJ. And it all happened simultaneously.
You know, you and Anthony are Renaissance people. I mean, there's nothing you guys don't do. We were looking at on your website, and it said, while you were training for a national powerlifting competition, you were discovered by a film producer who put you on the sequel to his Pumping Iron movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. My God, girl! And then after you completed the film, you stayed in New York. You were a cast member on Saturday Night Live. You were playing and performing in local clubs in New York, too, weren't you?
Yes, doing an acoustic set.
Acoustic set. And then you were a personal fitness trainer and a masseuse with people like Grace Jones, Herbie Hancock, etc. And then I think, weren't you doing some fashion magazine stuff? I mean, my God, girl.
You're like the poster child to the Say Yes to Life motto.
Yeah.
I love it.
Definitely. We're both very much that way. If there's something to be done and we can manifest it and help people somehow, some way.
You know, I feel a strong streak of service to humankind in your vibe.
Yes, definitely. It's always been a motivating force. But I view music as one of the biggest services that we can do.
Absolutely.
For humanity. As both an example of creativity and also giving back as a universal language.
And connecting hearts. It's a connective force.
Absolutely. It has no boundaries.
Yeah.
Deepak Chopra was here in Tampa this last weekend and was speaking about the importance of creativity in connecting our community. And isn't that so pertinent?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's one of the most important things.
Absolutely. And it's a heart opener. It's uplifting. And once you combine the elements of music and humanity and community combined, you have the ideal combination of love flowing through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unstoppable what can happen and what can manifest.
Mm-hmm. I want to live in that world.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? It's happening.
You are living in that world.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I love you.
It's such a good feeling, and you just get, it just feels so good, and then you find the old paradigm pulling at you, their fear and the, you know, all that. It's there's this strange division, you know, and we have a choice in every moment to live in that or to live back in the fear and suffering sort of mentality, which is, you know, the old paradigms and the old established whatever. The words aren't coming, but I think you all know what I mean.
The feeling is coming. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's so beautiful that it's happening and it's there and it's real. And you're doing it, E-Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really are.
I believe that we as a community, as a humanity, we are actually doing it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And
that each of us as individuals, that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with us as individuals. So our role is simply to be the best that we can be.
Yeah, that says
and
it right
spread
there.
That love and spread that vibration. And if your fellow friends or your family members are not feeling the vibe, they're still in that fear mode, then you be an example to what's possible, and you go beyond that. And it really takes a lot of kind of discipline to be able to go beyond that and just say, I'm going to forge ahead. And some people have a stronger will to be able to do that.
Right.
And those who do are the forerunners and can help the rest of the people become aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot softer. That pulling in the community becomes a bit more supportive for them.
I like that because it's like, we can soak up your energies and go for it. You know, your voice, by the way, is just mesmerizing. God, I love it. And so is your music. Let's play some of your music.
Absolutely.
What are you going to play?
Well, we want to do a minute or two of Thule.
How do you pronounce it?
Thule?
Thule. We're going to play Thule. This is E-Love. And what is this on one of your CDs?
This is on Octaves of Light.
Octaves of Light.
And Thule is a Finnish word meaning wind.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear E-Love playing Thule.
Thank you.
luscious.
You love that is beautiful.
Oh, man, that is just luscious. And, you know, that piece is so different from, what's the other one, Adversity?
Oh, we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Adversity.
Now, tell us about Adversity.
Adversity is more of a...
In a few short.
Well, I'd also, you know, before you go into that, like to hear just your take on music and what motivates you to to do your music.
Mm-hmm. Mm, life motivates me. That would be it in a nutshell.
Mm.
The going back to service, the energy of service through music,
mm-hmm.
is a big motivator. And being able to share that as a universal language,
mm-hmm.
and a vibrational tool to heal, and more than anything else, to feel joy.
Yes, yes. I think you were just born to do all this. You know, it's in your DNA, which we'll talk about next week. But
all 12 layers.
All 12 layers of your DNA. Okay, so now you can tell us about the song Adversity on which CD is this on?
This was actually on somebody else's CD. I used mm-hmm. to perform with Henry Schau,
mm-hmm.
who was a producer living here in Tampa at the time when we moved here. And we joined forces and produced music together.
Mm.
And it's on one of his CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And Adversity, it's interesting because throughout history, we've had certain pivotal situations, whether they be isolated situations or a war that lasts for certain years. And adversity was stimulated by current events at the time. Going into the vibration of war, going into the difficulty of life.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we overcome that? How do we go beyond that?
And that's what this song expresses?
That's what the song expresses.
Okay.
And it really is a human condition. It's not only isolated to mm-hmm. certain events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that tonight when I was listening to NPR News and they were saying how... you know, talking about the $500 billion annual military budget, and that wasn't enough, so they're actually taking some money out of the stimulus package. I'm going, this is, you know, why is this happening? I don't think a lot of people
would... Stimulate something?
Well, it's like Elov said, it's the human condition. I think you described it quite well, my friend.
Yeah, we're up against some things, but, you know, again, many people are saying those structures are crumbling. And what we can do is to be positive and with music, keep
mm-hmm.
uplifting and send positive messages out there.
And we can really express ourselves through music, too, and let it out, you know. So tell us about the song Adversity again.
Adversity is all about overcoming, and it really applies to the human condition as far as we all have ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our choice whether we choose to see things as an opportunity to grow or do we get bogged down by a situation. In my mind, every adversity is actually an opportunity. It could be an opportunity where many gifts and blessings come. And if you look at it that way, then it starts to vibrate in that manner.
Wow.
You know, I can't believe I'm thinking this, but I think I'd rather just hear you talk than hear the music right now.
Except
her voice is music.
Yeah, her voice is music.
Absolutely.
It's the F note, the heart chakra.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so well put.
But I heard this song earlier when we were listening to a bunch of your songs, and it's really... It's real contemporary and trippy, so we're going to listen to Adversity by Elov. This is Living Music Radio.
Why? university. Can't you see? Time to set the troubles of the world free. Time to let it be. Set it free, set it free.
I have no words.
I really have to stop that now.
I'm drooling over here, girl. God, you're so versatile. But you know what's interesting is no matter what style you do, your truth comes through. And that's what you try to achieve as a musician, have your truth come through no matter what you're doing there.
And where do we obtain more of your music for those listening that would like to pick up your CDs?
From CD Baby. You can go to cdbaby.com/elove.
And that's E-L-U-V.
Isn't that, harmony.
Isn't that also your website, elove.com?
elovemusic.com.
elovemusic.com. We're going to put that on our website, aren't we, honey?
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to have a link on Living Music Radio to your website.
Cool.
We want to spread your music around the world. Well, it already is getting there, but we're doing our share over here in Seattle.
Yes, and we'd like to thank you. We're getting low on time here. We just thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to have to have you back sometime.
And we love listening to your show. It's really good. You have music from... It sounds like from galaxies. You have such different and unique stuff that you play. Really cool stuff you're spreading around.
Cool, and likewise.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, we're all in this together.
You guys are in the dolphin pod.
Yes. That's our totem.
Good.
When she emails us, you give us dolphin kisses.
Yes.
I love that. That's cool.
And sometimes some dolphin flips in the air.
Dolphin flips, and that's when we're really good. Hey,
that's when excitement happens.
Yeah, that's right. Whee! You take care of yourself, and blessings and good energy all over you, Elove.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you, Elove.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Oh.
And that was Elove.
She is
calling
adorable.
From Tampa, Florida. And
doing such good work.
Love her music. I love her her talk and her ideas. And she's just an angel.
Yeah. She's a healer masquerading as a musician.
That's right. Yeah. A musician, a writer, an actress.
Yeah.
And her partner, Anthony, are a formidable duo. So.